to CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 are down in Colorado. The latest numbers count just over 1,000 people in the hospital, the lowest in 2 months. But doctors fear the quickly spreading Omicron variant could drive up case numbers again. The state has new air pollution rules. Air regulators will require more frequent inspections of oil and gas wells. CPR Sam Brash has more.
The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission approved the new rules on Friday. They're meant to cut down on methane, a potent climate-warming gas, and local ozone pollution. They're broken into two main parts. One requires companies to check for leaks more often, usually by filming oil and gas sites with high-tech cameras. A more controversial rule is a new intensity standard that sets pollution limits on the amount of oil and gas produced. It's the first such rule in the nation. Industry groups say it offers crucial flexibility, but environmentalists worry it won't reduce overall oil and gas production or the industry's actual contribution to climate change. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
There's a new member of the University of Colorado Board of Regents. Governor Polis has appointed businessman Ken Montero to fill a vacant seat on the board. At a press conference Monday announcing his appointment, Montero said the education he got at CU shaped his 30-year business career.
Probably as powerful as the classroom was outside of the classroom. I didn't realize how diverse this country was and how important that diversity was in education. The people that I met, the diversity of thought, the impact that they had in the way I thought, it was extremely significant in how I think today.
Montero replaces Chance Hill, who resigned from the board last month. Denver Broncos quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is out of the hospital, but not yet cleared to play. Bridgewater was injured in Sunday's game against Cincinnati. He fell, hit his head, and was taken off the field, apparently unconscious. There's word from the team that he's recovering, but may not suit up for this coming Sunday's game in Las Vegas. Today's the first day of winter. It's going to be mostly sunny across Colorado. Around Denver, highs in the 60s this afternoon. Grand Junction, highs near 40. This is CPR News.